Senator Joe Lightbum of Sheboygan is the author of Senate Resolution 18. At a public hearing this week, he called it a forceful reminder to the federal government that it should stop violating the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That's the amendment that says all powers that are not given to the federal government belong to the states.
I think the 10th Amendment makes it clear as to the limited role of the federal government, and a good number of our citizens are concerned and want to have the states declare their authority and to restore their power in regard to the rulemaking process.
Lightbum says 38 other states have adopted or are considering similar resolutions. He cited the Federal Health Care Act and federal gun control laws as examples of the federal government encroaching on states' rights. 2 weeks ago, presidential candidate Newt Gingrich promised supporters that if elected, he'd back legislation requiring a strict interpretation of the 10th Amendment, making things like the federal minimum wage and the Federal Health Care Act unconstitutional. But Democratic State Senator Fred Risser of Madison says the proposed Wisconsin resolution ignores the fact that it's the courts, not the legislature, that interpret the U.S. Constitution.
The federal health care program is in the courts right now. I think it's perfectly constitutional. Some people think it isn't, and that's for the Supreme Court to decide. I don't see that this resolution even mentions the federal health care program, and I don't see it has any significance whatsoever.
But political analysts predict that the cause of states' rights, often called tentherism, will get a lot of debate and airtime between now and the 2012 election. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.